to be starting from the Gemara on Payam and Beis. The Mishnah made a difference between one man and two women were Asr, and two men and one woman is Mutter. Now, we did say that we're going to talk about what with one man and three women. So it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi later on Pei Beis and Medalov says it's Mutter. Other Rishonim say it's Asr. However, a crowd of women becomes Mutter, and according to those Rishonim, and the question becomes, what is considered a crowd? Is three considered a crowd? Rashi learns yes. Others learn no. But again, a crowd of women with one man would be Mutter. It's only Asr with two men for sure. The Mishnah says that. And according to some Rishonim, by three men, and again, this is not a halacha share, so it's not so simple how we pass. My time, why are women treated, two women treated differently than two men? Women have an easier time being persuaded. Rashi, my time, why is it different to one man and two women, and two men and one woman? Because the Daitan Kalil Alayim, who stay in Reichas with the Spatois, and both women are easy to persuade, and they cover for each other. Frank the Gemara Benani Mili. How do I know that Yichud is Aser? What's the source of Yichud? Now the Gemara brings a Pasuk, and there's a Machlokes Rishonim, is Yichud a Deraisa, or is Yichud a Drabanan? Well, not get involved in that Machlokes, because we keep Drabanans anyway. So it makes nafkamina sometimes in Halacha, but there's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Gemara brings a Pasuk. The question is this a Pasuk, a source Deraisa? Or is this a pasuk in Asmachta? The Amar Be'echem Shul B'Shua Yemes Yichud Ben Atar Minayin Shunema Ki Yisischa Ochicha Ben Imecha. It's talking about when a brother persuades the person to Ivar Aved Zara. Talking about Amesis. Amesis is someone that persuades somebody to sin. And it says, your brother is the son of your mother. And the question is, why does it identify a brother as a maternal brother? V'chi Ben Eim Memes Ben Av Ein Memes Amesis V'chi Ben Av Amesis. What, only maternal brothers persuade brothers to do Averis? Paternal brothers don't? It says, Ben Imecha to say, a son can be Misyachad with a mother. So we darsh in the Pasuk to say, Ben Imecha, that a person can be alone with his mother. Rashi, and Lahochi Nakikrab, that a son is usually near his mother, meaning no restrictions in the son being near his mother. That's why the Torah says, Ben Imecha, to teach me, children hang around their mother constantly, and therefore, the Torah is telling you that there's nothing wrong with a son hanging around his mother under all circumstances, which means that there's no Esir Yichud. Frek the Gemara Pashta the Grub of Maksiv. Fine, that's a wonderful drasha, and we see that from the Pasuk Ben Imecha. But what is Pashim Shah? Why did the Pasuk say Ben Imecha by Mesis? You want to tell me this Yisrael of Yichud? You can tell it to me in a million places. A million is an exaggeration. But why does it say Ben Imecha by Mesis? Tell me, I'm Rabbi, let me buy a kamar. Tell me even, meaning, let me buy a Ben Av the son Eli. Usually, paternal brothers have friction because there's Yerusha coming up. And they're going to inherit. Usually fathers have money and mothers don't. The mother, usually, money goes to the father. And first of all, in Yarshining, husband gets before the children. So when there's friction of monetary issues, it's usually paternal brothers who are going to be Yarshining dad. And sometimes the brother would like his other brother to be out of the way. So it lends itself that he might persuade him to do an Avera, to, like, get rid of him, so to speak. But maternal brothers, there should be no friction. They're not Yashining anyway. They're not the son of the same father. And usually Yerusha doesn't come from a mother. So I would think there's no reason not to listen to him. He doesn't mean you're bad. Maternal brother has no reason. Like, paternal brother, your guard should be up. If he persuades you to do something, be careful, because he might have a reason to want to get rid of you. A maternal brother has no reason to want to get rid of you.
So why is it mentioned by a maternal brother?
And that's why it says, even by a maternal brother, be careful. He might be telling you to do an Avera, and it's your obligation to resist. The Torah is saying that a close relative of yours will try to persuade you to do an Avera. Don't do it. right? Obviously, the Torah is writing close relative because that's who you're apt to listen to. If a stranger comes and tries to present you to do something, you say, let me see if it's good for me. If a relative comes and tells you to do something, you assume it's good for you. Why would a relative tell you to do something that's bad? So the Torah has to warn you, be on guard. Don't accept everything your relative says. He might be telling you to do bad.
Stop.
And therefore, the Torah stresses Ben Imecha here to tell me, even though he's a very friendly relative, and there's no reason to fear for friction, still be on the guard. Always be on guard that people are telling you to do an Aveira. Now, why? So the fact that the Torah says Ben Imecha is to teach me that a son is always around the mother. But the fact that the Torah put Ben Imecha here is to tell me that you should be on guard regardless who the relative is.
How do you know who you can't be with? All they're saying is you can't be with your mother. How do we learn
that? That's a very good point. So if you learn a Trabbanon, if you learn it to the Raisa, you say that Pshat is, the Torah is only revealing a heter here.
But not by where?
Not any other woman.
Daughter does.
Yeah, but that's because it's the opposite of Ben Imecha. Also, they took away the Yitzhara later at the Shem. Kamash Milan, let's read it inside. Let me buy Ben Av the sunny leg that might hate him. Be as the Aitzis Ross, he might give his paternal brother bad advice. Philip Bain Aim, the loy sunny leg, Aim at Saisila, you should listen. Kamash Milan, be on guard. Rashi. Look, Rashi. They're talking about persuasion. There can be friction. The Gemara uses the word hatred. Money can bring out hatred. Because he doesn't want his other brother around, he gets a bigger Yerusha. Yerusha is usually paternal. Period. Zaktik Gemara Vayter. Name him as Nisan, the like Abishol. The Chayra Mishnah is not like Abishol. Our Mishnah that says...
I'm sorry. So again, you can be with your mother, but you can't be with other heirs. But how about just, how do you extend that to other women?
Well, every woman, the truth is, let's stop. Every woman is an erva, unless she's a single woman. Right? So every married woman is an HSH, that's an erva. Then that's not your kasha. Your kasha is only on single women. So, Enochinami, once upon a time when girls tivled. Let's take this step by step. In the time when girls tivled, so single girls were not ervas, they were not prohibited. So then, Enochinami, Yichud Pruya was a drabonon, according to everybody. It was added on as a gender, as a fence, to keep people away from living with them. And Yichud with a guy is only a drabonon. You're right. But today, every woman, every girl over whatever, is an Ida. So we don't need that drabonon of Pruya anymore. She's an Erva. So again, once upon a time, you're 100% right. Married women were Ervas, and single women were not Ervas. So it was a rabbinic fence that they asked Yichud Pruya. Everybody agrees. Even those who learn Yichud is a Raisa. By the way, and again, I mentioned, there's a Machlokes Rishayna whether this is a real drash or an asmachta. If you learn all Yichud is a Drabanan, so that it's a Drabanan. And this is just a hint. But if you learn it's a Raisa, it's only a Raisa with a Raias. It just happens to be that every married woman is an Erva. She's an HFish. The only difference would be a Pruya. Pruya means an available woman, a single girl. So, once upon a time, you're right. A Pruya was not an Erva, and Yichud was only rabbinically prohibited, according to everybody. But today, it's not Negeya, because today, every single girl over whatever age you want to classify, I don't know, once upon a time they said 12, not, I don't know, it could be younger, we are around that age, is an Ida. And if she's an Ida, she's an Erva. So it becomes, now a guy is an Okanambi. Yichud was a guy, is only Drabona. You're right. In a Colombia, you don't see a guy from here. Yes?
I take it we're going to discuss other familial relationships.
I have no idea what you just said.
Sister, daughter.
Yeah, we'll discuss that later. I did discuss Esther last week. We talked about Esther, but we'll get there later a little bit more, so we'll talk. Yeah, I talked about Esther last week in Yichud, but it's not the gate here now. We'll talk about it later, number one. Number two, I emphasized and I will re-emphasize a number of times this year. Not a halachas here. No, so I'm going to try to stay away from what the Gemara doesn't discuss. But it happens to be it doesn't discuss Esther, so we'll talk about it when we get there. Zog the Gemara weiter. Nehme Matisse and like Abishol. It seems that our Mishnah doesn't fit with Abishol. Our Mishnah that bans a man with two women because Nashim Daitim Kalas is not like Abishol. It's a Tanya. Kol Shloishim Yayim Yaitse B'chek. This is a Mishnah might cutten. It's a Brisa might cutten. That talks about how many people should be around by a funeral of people that die. And it says an infant that dies under 30 days does not have to be taken in a casket or in a bed, which is more respectful. But he's under 30 days, he can be carried b'chek, which means he can be carried on somebody's lap. Somebody can carry the deceased. Does not have to be treated on a stretcher, on a gurney, or a bed, whatever way they usually carry out deceased people. Today in America, they do it in a casket. That's a stroll, they do it in a bed. But whatever way they do it, it's respect for the deceased. Under 30, that amount of respect is not necessary. That's what it says. V'nikvar b'isha achas u'shnei anashim. And it can be buried. One doesn't have to have a minyan by the funeral. Even one woman and two men can go out and bury her. Avoloi b'nisha achas u'shnei anashim. But the Tanakhama says those three people cannot be one man and two women. Because of yichud. When they go out to the cemetery, they are in a private area where there are not people around, and therefore, is an Isser Yichud. Abishol Leimer, Abishol Ishtei Nashim, we do allow one man and two women. That means he seems to say that there's no Isser Yichud with two women, because he's allowing one man and two women to take the infant, the real young infant, to be buried. And for the Gemara, no. Afilu Teim Abishol, our Mishnah can be going like Abishol. V'shat Aninus Tava Yitzrei. What Abishol is saying is that at the time of sadness, somebody died, an infant died. At that point, the Yetzer is broken. Don't worry then about Yichud. That's the time. In Rabbonim Sarvi, like Rabbi Yitzchak. In Rabbonim say, no, like Rabbi Yitzchak said, now Rabbonim were before Rabbi Yitzchak, but they agree to his drasha. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma Yisainen Adam Chai, a person who is sad, Gever al Chatov still has to watch for sin. Afilu b'shas aninusa shel adam yitzre misgaber alof. No person can ever be safe from Yetzer Hara. He can be an Einan and still have a Yetzer Hara. So the Rabbanon are saying, we don't agree with Abishol that at the time of Aninus, Yetzer Hara is the furthest thing from a person's mind. It's not true. Even in my Einan adam chai, even if a person is an Einan, Gever al Chatov, he has to be careful, he has to be a gavra, he has to be a person that's in control over his sins, meaning he has to be double careful. So therefore, they don't agree that Shas Hanina should make a difference. Rashi.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, is there an assumption here that the people carrying the baby out to the cemetery are parents?
Yes, or at least one of them is a parent, correct.
Okay, because if it was random people from the community, they may not be feeling exceptionally sad.
Right. So we're saying the show only allows it at the time of Aninus, correct?
I mean,
you know,
it's not exactly.
Again, I mean, your kasha is based on your feeling.
Most people's feelings.
You hope. People that go to cemeteries all the time, it becomes meaningless. All those things are really depending where the person is in life. Rashi, the like Abishol, let me just mistake him, stay nashim. Kol shleishim yayim. Vlad shemeis, betayach shleishim yayim. A baby that died, rachmana l'tzvam, within 30 days. Ein tarach l'chabdi b'meisai. One does not have to show kavod hameis. Vaitzia l'kvura, loy b'mita v'loy b'kliva. Not with a bed. I think kliva is a gurney. Something like that. Something that you carry things in. I'm not sure what it is. El Abachek. It can be carried. What?
Litter.
chayk only with a lap. It can be carried out. V'nigva b'isha achas l'shtei anashim. V'ein tzorech rabim l'lavaysay. One doesn't need a rabim to escort them. Ela gimel. Aval loy b'isha achas l'shtei anashim shem yichud. Shlohoy b'atei kvoros kvoros smuchen liyer. Meaning Rashi's trying to explain why a cemetery is yichud. It's an open area. The answer is it's an open area where nobody's around.
Why is there a kavod mitzvah?
Because it's under 30 days, the nephil is not considered a living, a viable child, and therefore there's no kavod mitzvah.
This is only 30 days.
It said under 30 days. It said it clearly.
But nephil is different because...
there's no kavod mitzvah. It's not viable to begin with.
No, it takes 30 days for a baby to be a viable baby.
Correct. Let me put it this way. If a baby is healthy, there's no reason to assume they're not viable. But if a baby dies within 30 days, that means they weren't viable.
Is there mourning for a...
No. No, there's no availability on a nephil. So you have to be very careful. People get very emotional about this, and it's self-understood why. But halacha is halacha. Under 30 days is not considered a viable baby, and therefore doesn't have the halachas of that we treat other humans with. Yes?
I would note that as a practical that the effect of a miscarriage on the same as losing a viable child, so the, whereas there's no warning.
Again, we're talking halacha now, we'll let other things go elsewhere. It's not our sugya now. We don't even paskin the three, by the way, as far as I know. I buried a nephil once with Rabbi Heinemann, myself. We went out, and we buried him together, the nephil, Rabbi Heinemann and myself. And he taught me a lot of things there when I went with him. But he told me then that there's no Indian, the whole kvura of a nephil, not a halachin kvura. It's a big machlokes, it's not so simple, but that's the way he said we paskin. And therefore, he decided that we don't even need a year to bury him in halacha. He said that we do it, but it's not like, I went with him and we did a bris, it was a boy, we did a bris. We did a naming and then we buried him.
That's
just
machashivas, or is that just a nice... A human touch to it, rather than halacha?
The what?
A bris and a...
A bris is halacha.
That's halacha.
Bris is halacha. A nephil has to be mauled. In fact, the Rebbe says we're allowed to dig up a kohen grave to maul a kid. That you can even exhume a body to do bris mila. No, that's halacha. Not a human touch, it's halacha. Weiter. May you sign in? What is Anina's help? From being careful in his yetzer kol zman shu chai, as long as a person's alive, he has to be a strong man over his sins. Shaloikain, if he's not careful, so if you read the pasuk the way Rashi explains it, what is Anina's help? Adam chai, gever al chatov. As long as a person's alive, he has to be a boss over his sins. Dr. Gemara Vayitav Abishol, what does he do with that pasuk? Isn't that pasuk saying that people have to be careful even in aninus from the Yetzirah, and therefore there should be an Isser Yichud? Dr. Gemara Kiksiv Ahu B'Misram Amidaisav Ksiv. That pasuk is talking about the person who complains about how Hashem treats him. V'Hochikamer, Ma Yisram Amidaisav, Yisayin Nathloshin of complaining. Why is a person complaining about how Hashem treats him? Is he so strong over his sins? Does he not ever sin? He should be happy he's alive. So Ma Yisaynen, why is he complaining? Adam Chai, or Ma Yisaynen Adam. Chai, he's alive. Gever Al Chatov? Is he so strong over his sins that he should have a right to complain about the Rabbeinu Shlomo? Period. Rabbanon. And what does the Rabbanon say? L'chayra. Why don't they agree with Abishol in reality? L'chayra, doesn't Aninus break the Yetzirah somewhat? So to Gemara, who might say that he hits the Dabu'ub the Bafiktei? So they referred to a story. Rabbanan referred to a story. They know of a woman who took out a baby acting as if the baby had died and had not. The baby was alive. But they made believe he was dead so they could go commit Averis in the cemetery. You never know. Always have to be careful of Yichud because people can put on a thing and act as if there's a death and there's not. And there's no aninus. And therefore, we don't trust anybody for anything. That's how Rashi learns the story. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, my Yisrael and Adam Chai. Lama Yisrael and Adam Chai. Why is a person alive complaining? Lama Yisrael and Adam Alakiris Abbas Alav. Why is a person complaining? All the chesed that I do with him. I gave him life. And he's not dead. Is he so strong that he never sinned? He thinks he's living in his own chusdom? Bit me up. Rabbanan, even if you're going to learn the pasuk your way, and you're going to say the pasuk is not saying that an Aynim can't conquer his Yetzirah. But still, it can be a fake. There's a no aninus. And they act like they're carrying a deceased child. Like the story. There was a woman. She staged a death in order to be able to do an Avera. That's the first shot in this Gemara. So the Rabbanan's response is, even Abishov, you were right in shot in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk is not telling me that Anina still has the Yetzirah. And you claim that during Anina there's no Yetzirah. But it can be staged. That's one shot. Lashon Acham Mibayri Hazakim. Like you see them for Rabbanan. It's not the Rabbanan's response. El Kulub Abishov goes, Daya Chaim Shinat Sati Loi. Now, it's referring to a different story. A person should be happy he's alive. Kahi Itza, referring to a different story. The story is, Amina B'mayit Katan, Shekasha She'ameisa Yaisimidai. This woman mourned on her deceased relative, on her deceased child, Rachmana Lutzman, more than necessary. At She'meisu Zayim B'nav Yachreim, all her children died, and she died after them, Machmashin Nisayin Amidaisav, because she couldn't accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, and she complained and cried and cried and cried, and because she over-cried, Rachmana Litzlan, the Gemara says about Katan, she lost all her seven children, and then she died shortly afterwards. So, according to this shot, this is not Rabbanan's response. This is Abishol continuing, that when a person should be happy he's alive, like that woman that couldn't understand that she should be happy she's alive. And according to this, you're not saying anything about taking out to a cemetery. Tysus brings a third story. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara. According to pshat number one, the Rabbanan responding to Abishol. Even if you're right in pshat the pasuk, still, we are afraid of a staged aninus. According to the second pshat, this is Abishol talking. People should be happy they're alive and stop complaining about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because they're lucky they're alive. Like that woman who couldn't get that, and Rahman al-Islam paid dearly for that. That's how Rashi learned the second shot. Yes?
They take out the word Rabbanan.
They take out the word Rabbanan, like a Rashi says. And we take out Rahav Ubdavavikte. All we have is, Dayachayim Shinasati Lai, Kahum Maisa. That's it. Tysus brings a third shot. Tysus brings Rabbeinu Hanano. There was a woman that went to mourn by her husband's grave. And there was a person there who that the king had hung and had appointed a guard to make sure that nobody takes him off wherever he was hanging from. And this guy came to the woman who was mourning her husband and he persuaded her to do znus. And when he got back, somebody had stolen that hanging body. Because he was busy doing znus. Meanwhile, somebody had come and taken the body off where it was hanging. And a guy got petrified. All he needs is the king to come, and the body is not there hanging, and he'll be hanging next for not doing his job. So he was. So his woman, the woman told him, don't worry, just take my husband out of the grave, hang him up, and the king will be happy. We'll see a body hanging. That's the story. So the Gemara is bringing that story to show that there was a woman mourning, and it made no difference. That's Tysus' version of the story of the woman. So there's three stories over here that the Gemara can fit in. Whatever. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Avelisha Achas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Lo Yishanu Ola B'Ksherim. We only allow two people to be with a woman, two men, if they're kosher people. Avel B'Prutzim. But if they are people who are loose, for lack of a better word, what does Arch go translate Prutzim? What?
Low moral character.
Low moral character, okay. We can't even trust 10 men with one woman. There was once a story. 10 people carried her out, again, acting as she's deceased, and that way they had a chance. 10 people went out to Beth Sefer Kamaras, and they all were down with her. So we see we can't trust Mitzim. They cover for each other. Dr. Gemara, my veins of pain, I can prove it to you. The Mikri Bay Asara the Gambik Shura, but they mixed it in my body. 10 people go together, they steal a beam that it takes 10 people to carry, and nobody seems to be embarrassed from each other that they're doing Gneva. Meaning, sometimes people will do Averis openly, in groups. So you can't rely on people necessarily to be a shamer to each other. Yes, kosher people are a shamer to each other. They won't stand and watch and cover for somebody being Mazana. But people who do this all the time don't mind doing it in groups. Like 10 people who don't mind stealing, steal together. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody that steals is Mizana. It's not trying to say that. It's trying to say that an Avera that a person does on a regular basis or some semi-regular, he doesn't mind if it's done with a group either. He will cover for somebody else doing the same Avera. Rashi. But you, Asar ben Ashi ben Mita, becheski she mesa, like she's dead. The Kilkulima, the Ramazana was her anxious ish, and she was an anxious ish. The Michbri Asar ben Gambik Shura, she has my master Asar, you need 10 people to carry the beam. And they carry it together. Zog to Gemara Baiter.
Luxem has to be, I assume, Yid.
Yes, absolutely.
When a woman goes to a doctor's
office. We're not learning halacha.
I know.
Okay, so that's why we're not talking halacha. I'm going to be very careful all week. Yeah. You're not going to get anything out of me on halacha. You worried about a woman goes to the doctor? It's a big problem, unless there's somebody to walk into the room.
The glacier nurse doesn't help, right?
That's not so simple. That's why, you're right, there has to be careful. Again, I'm not passing halacha myself. We went through this, we're not going to get there. But all these things are wonderful, Shilas, and it's not for now. We don't learn halacha now. Zog to Gemara Baiter. Name him Asayalai. Moishvun Leishnei Tamid HaChachamim Shema Yavir LaBederach. This is a guy that's taking his wife to drink Saita water. This is a woman we'll be learning about in the next few weeks. A Saita. A woman that is accused of being Mazana with whatever evidence there is. I'm not getting involved now. We'll leave that for Saita. And he has to take her up to Yushalayim. So she should drink the Saita pop. Now, when she, and Saita pop, because she pops after she drinks the water of Jewish Mazana. Anyway, so he takes her up to drink the Saita pop, and on the way, we send along two Tamid HaChachamim to make sure that he doesn't live with her. Because if he lives with her, the water is ineffective. Why do we send two Tamid HaChachamim? Why don't we send two people? The answer is, why do we need two? The Gemara is going to say, because somebody has, the Gemara is going to say why in a minute, why we need two. That's because we need two Shaibrim. The Gemara is going to say why, but meanwhile, we need two. So, you have Shavais Lashay Tamid Chacham, Shem Yavel Badech, Tamid Chacham in, it is Yavelai. We don't rely on anybody else. It's a Raya, you need Shaibrim. Don't think why it's not a proof. Because Shay Tamid Chacham, the other, that's Riyabay. That's because people don't, if other people go along, either they won't warn the husband that you're not allowed to live with your wife, or he won't accept it from them. But Tamid HaChachamim will make sure that he doesn't live with his wife. That's why, and they'll warn him that if he does, it ruins the water. So therefore, they said Tamid HaChachamim. Rashi.
What happens if he ruins the water at that point? Then what happens?
Nothing. Then she's also to her husband forever. Somebody warned his wife. Minister, and she went privately into a room. He takes her to drink the cider water. It says three times. She's forbidden to her husband, and even if her husband divorces her, she's forbidden to the one that she's accused of having an adulterous relationship with. If he lives with her, the water won't check her. It's only when he's absolved from sin. If he lived with her on the way, Rashi says, why do we care? So the water won't work. So he'll live with her with sin the rest of his life. Because if the water doesn't work, she's exonerated. But Rashi, but we erased Hashem's name for no reason.
Rabbi, why is the juxtaposition here between people of low moral character and Talmidim Chachamim of exceptionally high moral character?
It shouldn't be, and you're right. But on the other hand, we want to make sure they're of high moral character, so you pick Talmidim Chachamim.
We need to prove what is right for the average person, not for the highest level.
You're going into Havamina. The Maskana makes sense. But in the Havamina, the Gemara assumes that we want to make sure that we're on a high moral level, so we pick Talmidei Chachamim. Not that the average guy is not on a high moral level. It guarantees that he's in a high moral level.
No, I understand in that circumstance it does, but I don't know how it teaches us about what the average person should do. If the mushel we're using
us,
here...
Sorry, it's not teaching us the average person. It's teaching us that some people are not trusted, that's all.
Okay.
We prove the other half, that prutzim are not trusted. The fact that we pick the people means that not everybody is trusted. You're right, it doesn't tell us who is and who isn't. That's only in the city that we rely on two people with one woman. And on the way, if they're traveling, we need three people.
And it's Usher with two,
right? Why? One might need to use the bathroom. And he's leaving one man alone with the erva. In a place where they might not be left with two, you can't have two because there only might be one when he goes to the bathroom. Rashi, Shemi and Sarah.
Why can't the other one go with him?
We don't trust that. How do we know that's going to happen? Again, we don't want to leave a woman with one man, right? If two men go with a woman, and they're going on a road that's not traveled, and one guy has to go to the bathroom, he's got to go. He's going to leave. Now, what's to force the other guy to go with him? Whereas if you have three people, one guy goes to the bathroom, two are left. Now, maybe two will have to go at the same time. That's infrequent. Now notice, the Gemara said the word lahashtin, to urinate. Rashi has a girsa, shami yitzayach echad l'nkavav, which means to relieve himself. That takes longer. So Rashi aboyel yisrachik l'tznias. Right, again, why can't he urinate within distance? So Rashi says he has to relieve himself, and that can't be done there, people. So he has to go away into the side, into a forest, into a woods, somewhere private. And therefore, he's leaving two people alone, a woman and a man, and that he can't do.
That's according to the woman's Yerushalayim.
Your question will wait for 2 minutes. Let me just do the next 3 lines. Name him a sideline. We can prove it. We give two people to walk with the husband. Why? Why can't we just give one? Right? The husband will cover that nobody's mizana with his wife, and that person will cover that nobody's mizana, that the husband's not living with his wife. Is a raya. We want three because they're traveling. And for the Gemara, it's not a proof. Because Hasim Kadechim Havasadi. Maybe we need him there in case he does live with his wife, so Tucha testified. But Enochinami, normally you might not need it. Again, we're not disproving, but we're not proving. Yes?
I retract my question.
Okay. Yes, doctor.
I also say, what I had been referred to in the earlier question, the law of the excluded.
I didn't hear what you said, but it sounds great. What am I saying?
The law of the excluded middle. That's where you have an example on that side, an example over here, and you leave the middle out of it. And then the question is, do we go everything to the bite of this one, or everything?
Oh, we were only trying to prove the proof that it's a truth. Right. You're right. We haven't proven that. Right.
It shows up frequently, very frequently.
Right. Zonti Gemara Weiter. Now, this next Gemara makes a machlokes rishayim. Rav and Rav Yehuda Havakazli Borucha. Rav and Rav Yehuda were walking in a road. Havakazli is Hayitza Kamayu. There was a woman walking in front of them. Now remember, those roads were not well traveled. So a woman's walking in front of them, and they're walking behind the woman, and there's nobody else in sight. Amalei Rav and Rav Yehuda, Dal Karech Mikam Meganim. Let's get out of here quickly, meaning let's move ahead of her quickly, before we end up in Gehenna, because we are in Yichud. We are now alone with this woman. We'll be following her. We'll be alone with her. Let's get ahead of her. Move out of the way. Let's get out of here. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda says to him, Amaru Dami B'Kshenim Shapratam, with two kosher people, and again, it was not, I'm sorry, it obviously was not on the road. I mean, it said they were going on a road, but it wasn't Beterach. It must have been in the city. It must have been in a place where they wouldn't have to go to the bathroom, because the Gemara is not going to answer this. So I assume that. Does Arshko say, obviously they didn't need three, because he asked them, you said two kosher people were enough.
They weren't with her. They weren't with nothing. Or they were, it didn't been a chance now.
Again, Rob said, let's get out of here.
Right.
So he answered him, we're two people. We don't have to get out of here. It means obviously they're not Baderach, that they would need three. Because if they were Baderach, two is not enough. And if he's worried about this is considered like Yichud, or it might turn into Yichud, so then he should have had three. So the fact that he told them two is enough means they were in an area that two were enough.
You're right, I was thinking.
But Zakti Gemara, you said kosher is good. Amalei, so Rav answered him, Mi Yemid the B'Kshem Karanovat, who says me and you are considered sherim? So he asked him, Elke Gaman, if we're not kosher, like who is? You know, Rav is the God Lador, his student Rav Yehuda, pretty kosher of a person. So if we're not kosher, who is? So he told him, Rav Chanina B'Papi B'Chaverov. Like we had stories about Rav Chanina bar Papa, we had a bunch of Tanoim back at the end of the first Perek that were Meister Nefesh, not to have Yichud with a woman. And that's Eric Sherim, not us. Period. Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Dali Karech Maher. I'm sorry, I didn't read the Rashi before. Shemi Yitzari, the Heaven Lech Sadim, Yavi Aleha, the Yidul of Nebezim, the Mimchola, Megillah, they won't erase Hashem's name. Dali Karech, Mar Lelecha, Sikamen, let's go ahead of them. And Anam bit me, you think it's us? Klinim Bapapo Chaber, Rav Tzadar, Rav Kana, Rav Perakama, there were stories about how they were Meister Nefesh. Now, Dr. Rambam, there's no such thing as Sherim today. If Rav says he might not be kosher, so who today is going to say they're kosher? Therefore, the Rambam Paskins, Yichud is Asher with two. You need three. Adi Gemara said Yichud is good for two, only Sherim. And Rav is saying he doesn't know if he fits the bill. So if Rav doesn't know if he fits the bill, so who today is going to say they fit the bill? Other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they say, no. Rav was Machmer himself. That's great and wonderful, but that's not Halacha. Halacha is anybody not morally compromised or accused of being morally compromised is considered kosher, and we rely on two, but morally, when that happens. There is exceptions to the rule. We're not going to halacha. There's a concept called Gaius Bay that we will have soon. that if people were overly friendly with the woman, halacha changes. We're not learning halacha. I just mentioned Gezerach Agav, but we paskin that two ksherim are mutter to his yachid by day in the city. By night, we need more, because by night, one of them might fall asleep, like the one that goes to the bathroom. It's the same thing. But by day, two is enough. We don't paskin like the chumrah that nobody is ksherim today. We don't paskin like that. Again, those who do paskin is because Rav said, who said we're kosher?
had Rav really excused everyone, he would have said, how old is Arat HaKad Mayna Masana
said? That's a good point. That's a Kasha, the Rambam, that's Machmer.
I'm not saying it's a Kasha, but why don't have Shat in the how even the Megal and have a Baris from the first step?
He's saying Shat the Mishnah. The Mishnah said two is okay. That's what he's saying. He's not talking halacha. He's not saying Yeshir and halacha. No, he was not. He was saying Shat the Mishnah. Mishnah said two is okay. He said the Mishnah meant Sherim. End of story. He did not define Sherim. When it came to him, he said, who says I am kosher? Now, looking back, you can learn it two ways. Either now his definition of Sherim is not Negei anymore, or he was being machmer on himself, but everybody else he wouldn't be machmer on. That's the machlokes we said. That's the Gemara I'm a Rav. Malkin al yichud ve'naisin al yichud. We give malkus for people that do yichud, but we won't asser a woman an eishes ish on her husband because of yichud. Now this is malkus called makas mardus, rabbinic malkus. We will give lashes to people that do yichud, but we won't asser the woman to her husband because of that. Dr. Gemara, Amar Avashi, by Amrano, by Yichud Pnuya. We don't give malchus for somebody that's miyachib with an HSH, even though that's worse than being miyachib with a pnuya. But still, if you give him malchus, the rumors will start flying. We can't do that to this woman's kids. She might have incriminated herself or caused rumors about herself, but how can you do this to her family? So therefore, when a woman is miyachib with an HSH, do not react. If Miyaka was a Pnuya, then you can give him malchus because you're not ruining anybody. You're not ruining anybody's children. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. She's ruining her own reputation. She had yichud. We're not protecting her. She messed herself up. We're trying to protect her children. So by the age of this, what? No, her children. Meaning, once she's a woman that people are giving malchus to because of yichud, people are going to start saying, oh, who says that, you know? It's a machlekes v'shayt. There's no malchus on yichud midorais. It's Rashi says malchus on yichud mardus. Ben Eitzer Neishas Ish, Ba'ilam Machmas Yichud, Ve'amr the Malkin, Ma'iti Lash, Yoyimu Ruush, Sin Silikai Chokua. They'll say, ah, she's Mazana. They didn't elect a Mrs. Bethel McDelino. They'll say, aye, why don't we kill her if she was Mazana? Because there's no more Mrs. Bethel. So therefore, Ravashi says, no Malkus for an Ashishish. Mazutra, Malki Machmas. He did give Malkus, and he announced she was not Mazana. He relied on his announcement that would prevent rumors. Amalera Nachman.
Rabbi, yes. was the rabbinic malchus carried out in a similar way? In other words, was there hazara and everything like that?
No, rabbinic malchus doesn't have requirements of any of that. Now, it doesn't have requirements, but it's up to the rabbana to decide when they want to give it, how much they want to give. Not so simple. The rules of malchus don't necessarily apply by rabbinic malchus.
Well.
Let's just say rabbinic malchus is an extrajudicial way. Once it's extrajudicial, there's no laws that govern it. I mean, there are some, but not the same laws that govern the deraisa. We'll
continue.
Yes, well, Chiklis, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Hello?